They've got a new campaign with Tourism NI, Tourism Ireland. They've launched a new campaign to promote Northern Ireland, indeed, in this part of the world generally. A new look, new image. Let me speak to one of the leading representatives, John McGrillan, CEO of Tourism NI. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Frank.
Are we going to notice some changes, John, in all the pamphlets and all the publicity and all the promotions?
Yes, well, our launch today has really been to the tourism trade. So those are the tour operators. We operate across the globe. This is the world's biggest tourism conference, which is taking place here at the Excel Centre in London. So we've launched it to the trade. And yes, I think the consumers and people at home will see a very new feel and a very new look for the promotion of Northern Ireland, probably around springtime when we launch our spring campaigns.
And it's under the umbrella of Embrace a Giant Spirit.
That's correct, yes.
No surprise that you would go for the giant, because if you have one, you might as well make the most of them.
Absolutely, and we've probably more than one that's probably better known than the others. But the concept of the spirit is all of our visitors who come to Northern Ireland tell us the one thing that really stands out to them is the spirit of the people that they meet. And if you look at our tourism product, if you look at things like, you know, the walls and the mourns, or, you know, the spirit of the people who built those, or the spirit of the people who built Titanic, or, you know, the spirit of our farmers. So all of what we have got to offer in terms of a tourism product is very much linked to the spirit of the people. So we're basically trying to communicate, you know, the essence of that product and the essence of what people really say stands out about Northern Ireland when they come to visit us.
And the more people think about us, the more people talk about us, the greater the chance there is of someone spending some money to come and visit us. We're never off the TV at the minute. Aerial footage of the border area with the discussions, the debates and the general fallouts about Brexit. In a bizarre sort of way, the beautiful scenery that we're seeing along the border, is that actually helping us?
I mean, I think the scenery does help us. I'm not sure that the whole debate around Brexit at this point is helping us. I think, you know, one of our challenges there is that that's created significant uncertainty both in the Republic of Ireland and at home and in the UK and in other parts of Europe. So it means that consumer confidence is slightly less than what it has been. And as a result of that, you know, there's a sense that people may not be spending the same amount of money. Apologies, it's just going to...
You're all right. Where exactly are you? Are you at some form of a massive show that's entertaining us all at the minute?
So we're at the Excel Centre. It's very, very noisy inside, Frank, so we stepped outside, but we didn't expect a pickup truck to drive past us as we were talking to you.
Okay.
But it's now gone.
No, fire away. You were explaining to me that Brexit has its disadvantages.
Well, I mean, in one sense, that uncertainty, you know, has eroded consumer confidence, and which means people potentially might spend less money than they otherwise would. So I think the sooner we get past an election and the sooner we've got a decision about where Brexit is going to go, the better. I think when we get that certainty in place, we can start to grow again. The one thing I would say, though, is, you know, 3 years ago when we had the referendum and we saw the drop in the value of the pound, we did see a very substantial uplift in the numbers of people who were coming from the Republic of Ireland to visit Northern Ireland. You know, our visitor numbers went up probably somewhere in a region about 50%. So it hasn't been all bad. There have been some significant benefits from our perspective as well as a result of that devaluation of the pound.
Yeah, there's so many swings and roundabouts, and, you know, it's the uncertainty around Brexit that is the main issue when I ask the question, as opposed to Brexit being a disadvantage or an advantage. The reality is the uncertainty is a disadvantage for everyone, whoever they happen to be. But you still get the sense that Ireland is very much on the to-do list for the international operatives that you're dealing with today.
Well, we've seen record growth in tourism in Northern Ireland, on the island of Ireland, really, for the last 5 years. Our expectations are that this year will be up about 4% than last year. And if the busyness, the numbers of people who are around the stand and the number of operators who've been around the stand here at World Travel Market today and yesterday, if that's anything to go by, yes, I do think Northern Ireland is still very much on people's radars.
Yeah, and I suppose the other thing we don't want is some form of street protest in the near future. The reason I say that, I see Hong Kong on the TV, I see Barcelona on the television. They're both places that I'm interested in visiting. They're places that I've visited before. No interest whatsoever in going to them at present. So we'll be keeping our fingers crossed that Northern Ireland doesn't have negative publicity in the foreseeable future.
Well, I think we're a long way from street protests, and I think there are a number of politicians who are very sensibly, you know, trying to calm things down and making sure that we have a sensible conversation. I mean, I personally don't think that's going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. But, you know, we will just have to handle what comes along. But I think the likelihood of that is pretty slim.
And in the meantime, we're still promoting the beautiful mountains we have, the fabulous lakes, the golfers, and the incredible award-winning tourist attractions. As I've said to some of your peer group, John, it must be so much easier for the like of you selling this part of the world than it would have been to people representing the country in the 1980s.
Oh, unbelievably. I mean, at that time I worked for IDB, or what's now InvestNI, and trying to sell Northern Ireland at that time was incredibly difficult. You know, so we are lucky, but in many ways there's been a huge amount of effort and investment that's been made by government and effort by my predecessors to make sure that we have put Northern Ireland on the map, and so it's my job and the job of my team is to continue that journey. And the point that you were making earlier, yes, I mean, what we're trying to do here is really paint a picture that there's lots to see and do right across Northern Ireland. You know, will that be walking down your neck of the woods in the morns to, you know, getting involved and getting onto the lakes in Fermanagh, or doing very, very different things, watching sheep farming up in the Glenshane Pass. There's like 23 different things that we're promoting here that paint a very, very different picture to Northern Ireland from what people might be used to.
Yeah, see, my producer has put on the big screen in front of me. How would you describe Northern Ireland in a single word or phrase? Is that his idea, or is that an initiative from your organisation?
In terms of embracing the giant spirit?
Yes, well, but embrace the giant spirit is the phrase that you're using. You're not looking for,
yes,
for, you're not looking for other suggestions. I presume that's my producer's idea.
Well, I think it probably is, because what we've done, Frank, is we've taken six concepts and we have tested them in all of the markets in which we expect to attract visitors. So we haven't just come up with this off the top of our head. This is something that's been, you know, as a result of very significant market research and consumer research in France, Germany, the United States, Britain, the Republic of Ireland, and at home. So it's we'll not be changing it for quite a while.
Yeah, and you're working along with Colin Davidson, of course, the artist. You're working with the poet Paul Muldoon. You're working with the award-winning camera expert Seamus McGarvey. There's serious artistic endeavour to promote Northern Ireland in the way we want it to be seen globally. It, as you've suggested, it's been well and truly thought through, because if you're competing with the rest of the world, you have to do that.
Yeah, what people want is authenticity, and we know that when people come to Northern Ireland, what they want to do is to get under the skin of our, you know, of our culture and our heritage. So we thought when we were doing this piece of work, who better to turn to than our, you know, our best artists. So we got our best artist, our best cinematographer, we got, you know, an outstanding Pulitzer Prize winning poet in terms of Paul Muldoon to basically do the script for our promotional material. And I think once you get to see it, I think people will be really impressed, because it does present, you know, a really positive and very different picture that people might have otherwise seen of Northern Ireland in the past.
Well, let's continue to put the positive image to the fore, because we're well deserving of it. John, good speaking to you. Thanks for speaking to us this morning.
You too, Frank. Thank you.
That's the CEO of Tourism NI, John McGrillan. And you're continuing, indeed, to send us terms like fascinating, fabulous, the only place to be. That's how you're summing up Northern Ireland. Good morning, good morning. But the term is embrace a giant spirit. If we all embraced the giant spirit, wouldn't this be an even better place than it already is?